I know you've done research and you've done calibration of different news stations, different aspects of the media.
Mm-hmm.
How does it affect the calibration of various areas of the world? It seems to perpetuate fear a lot of the media, and thereby lowering the energy frequency of the masses.
No, you better be afraid of, you better know when to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
It's being irrationally afraid, or afraid of the imaginary. No, real
but
fear.
But it seems to be that
the
fear sells, and then they perpetuate or they expand.
Oh, you mean manipulation
upon it.
By
yes.
fear? Well, manipulation by fear is something else.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's what you call responsible fear.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we guide our children across the busy highway, you see? It's replaced by caution. So let's say, as applied to politics, the mature person would want to know what is the level of integrity of this person who wishes to be governor of this state or president of this country, leader of the army, chief of staff. You'd want to know the truth. So I'd say citizens have to be more responsible to their obligation to be able to discern what is the actual truth. You cannot find it out through the media. You cannot find out the truth through the media. No, there are some programs, some stations, some commentators who calibrate quite high, and there's some who calibrate quite low. But you might say your obligation to yourself and your fellow humans as a human being is to discern the truth to the best of your ability to do so,
mm-hmm.
to honor your own existence, and to honor God, you might say it the same way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
God represents truth. Then your respect for truth is your reflects your respect for God and yourself and your fellow man, because you can't really divide them up. So you want to know the truth and share the truth to the best of your ability. Not your opinion, because opinions are worthless. You can stop anybody on any street and get their opinion on all kinds of things they haven't the slightest idea about, you know. Tell me all about France. They tell you all about France. I say, you ever been there? No.
No.
They give you a half-hour conversation on France. They've never
right.
been there.
Right.
Okay, right.
Is there a chance for a massive expansion in the consciousness of humankind? I mean, you talked about that jump that occurred in the 1980s. Is there a chance of something even greater?
I don't know, because we see how slowly, when we chart, we have a chart we do with the lectures, the level of consciousness over a time trajectory. And you see it's a very, very slow rise, very slow over the centuries. Then suddenly you see it shoot up in recent times. So
right.
the graph now suddenly is becoming almost vertical. So my expectation then would be it's innate to consciousness itself to seek to return to its own source. That in so doing, the consciousness level of mankind will continue to advance.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the higher it gets, the higher it gets. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The higher it gets, the more likely it is to get higher. The more likely it is to get higher yet.
Right.
So
the potential
it tends to
there.
Gain a certain momentum. Mm-hmm.
So this is good news.
Well, it tends to predominate. So that level of consciousness then tends to